From CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We are approaching that time of year when waves of cars make the trip up Highway 50 to indulge in the foothill goodness that is Apple Hill. This charming stretch of El Dorado County is home to dozens of farms that welcome upwards of 1 million people from all over the world during peak season. From barrels of apples, of course, to veggies, other produce, home-cooked, baked goods like pies and apple cider donuts, to cutting down your own Christmas tree, going through a corn maze, picking up a pumpkin, as well as local wine, beer, and cider. I can go on and on about why Apple Hill is so popular, especially this time of year. But its history is relatively new, roughly 60 years old, and has blossomed a lot during this time. So we're going to meet some of the growers who do this year after year. Chris Delfino is the proprietor of Delfino Farms and Edio Vineyards. His father, Edio, began farming in El Dorado and in 1964 is one of the founders of the Apple Hill Growers Association. Paul Bush is the owner and winemaker of Madrona Vineyards, and Ben Hansen is the owner of 24 Carat Farms. Welcome to Insight.
Thank you.
Thanks for making the trip down Highway 50.
Absolutely.
So I imagine this is probably a pretty busy week for you getting ready. Labor Day is the official start for the growers in Apple Hill. Chris, I want to start with you. Take us back. How did Apple Hill get started 61 years ago?
My dad and three guys, Dick Bethel, Bob Tuck, and Gene Bolster, got together, and all different walks of life, my ag commissioners, engineers, scientists, you name it, all came together, and there was a terrible disease called a pear decline, and there were 1,000 acres of pears here, and they were just gone in like 1 week. And they said, what are we going to do? And they came together, and a little place on North Canyon Road, one of the roads up there, and they said, let's start putting apples in the ground. And they did. They started doing it. They had a belief in each other, and they said, we'll be independent, but we'll depend on each other. And the whole thing was born in 64.
Why do you think Apple Hill has become such a special place?
Well, I'll be honest, the Highway 50 corridor is huge, and being right above South Lake Tahoe and being the explosion right below is Sacramento. But we got, back then, my dad said, most people came from the Bay Area. There was not many people right below us. El Dorado Hills is a little drop in the bucket. He said, so people will come up Highway 50 in the location. We're between 22 and 3,500 elevation, and that makes beautiful fruit at that elevation. Cooler nights, not so hot days. And so they knew it was ideal for fruit growing, and they knew the location was perfect.
Yeah, well, Paul, I want to move over to you with Madrona Vineyards. When did you become part of Apple Hill?
Well, we were one of those early on planters of vineyards, and partly because of Ed Delfino and Dick Bethel, integral people in the area. So in 1973, we planted, and Boger Winery had just started in 1972. So there was a small little group of vineyards and wineries starting up. And actually, the ironic thing is that wineries weren't allowed into Apple Hill at the very beginning. But as everybody worked together as a community, all of the growers were working together as a community, you could see how we overlapped. And so what started out was as basically just apples now has morphed into wine, which is all the wintertime. You can come up to the wineries in the region, and then it gets into stone fruit and the pears and the fresh vegetables and everything, so that we have a year-round agritourism business, if you want to say, of just a bunch of growers working together.
Initially, were wine grapes a conflict for apples? Why was there a resistance for wine?
I would say probably because it was the Apple Hill Growers Association. It was apples in the name. But as it morphed into more and more crops being grown and finding out that this area, this part of the elevation where it produces almost spectacular fruit no matter what you're growing. And so that's why the stone fruit go to the White House and those kind of things. You just get the quality. So many different fruits growing.
And then you're relatively new when we're going back to the 60s and the 70s. Tell us about 24 Carat Farms and why you decided to start up in Apple Hill.
Well, thanks to some of the parents of these two gentlemen and others setting up the infrastructure for agriculture and agritourism in the area, I chose to move to Apple Hill area to start my farm in 2015. So it's been about 10 years of growing organic fruits and vegetables and doing some U-pick stuff and all kinds of stuff available for people.
So for someone who hasn't enjoyed U-pick, how does the process work?
Well, it's relatively simple. You show up, you ask for instructions always. Make sure you don't just start picking things. And when you get instructions, it depends on what the type of fruit is, but you'll just get a little bit of insight on how to do it and you'll just pick. And then usually at the end, everything gets weighed and then you pay for it at the end. It varies a lot between the type of fruit, I guess.
Yeah. What do you think the draw is for U-pick farms? I mean, I think it's a great experience, but for someone, you know, giving it a go for the first time, what keeps them coming back year after year?
I think people want to get out there and taste the freshest fruit they can possibly taste, experience the beauty that we experience every day on our farms, and just really feel kind of one with nature and agriculture mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
So tell us about Delfino Farms, Chris. I mean, your family is one of the founders of the Apple Hill Growers Association. I imagine you have a pretty loyal following.
Well, we had a little edge on all the other wineries. There was a competition. It was Apple Hill, and all the apple farmers were going, why? We shouldn't do wine. And then my dad said, this will be stupid. More people will come up. And my dad always believed in open arms. Mm-hmm. He always believed in that and on farmers. And so Delfino Farms was just a little stand that my dad built. We sold pumpkins there and Indian corn and stuff. And then in 72, we built the pie shop. And my mom started making pies from our apples. And I made a decision when my dad, I said, Dad, I can't be seasonal or my kids won't mm-hmm. get involved. And they're all graduates from Cal Poly, San Luis Obispo. And so we decided to open up Edio Vineyard Ney after my late father and in 2020, right during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And actually, we found out that was a time that people wanted to taste wine. So we opened up there. We wanted to be year-round. We wanted to live on. We wanted our father and mother to be remembered for their commitment they made to making uphill what it is today with these other great people around me.
So you and Paul both have vineyards. Sacramento, the surrounding area, I mean, really blessed to have different wine regions from, you know, El Dorado County to Amador, along the Delta, Placer County. What stands out about Apple Hill wine?
Well, once again, the elevation and the climate that we have up in the area, as well as the soils, tend to give us a real kind of varietal intensity and ageability that you don't always find in other areas. Then you add into that we have a lot of small growers and the winemakers associated with the wineries that you get to taste the passion of the grower and the passion of the winemaker in the products. And so I've always said the unique thing, like in El Dorado, the El Dorado Appellation, we grow 70-something different varieties. You can travel around the world by basically going around 5-mile radius or so. And that's where with the Apple Hill growers, you're going to taste a lot of different styles on the wines, and they're just beautiful quality wines.
And there are dozens of growers in Apple Hill. I mean, just meeting the three of you, you seem like a pretty tight-knit group.
Well, we're very tight. Why don't you mention some of the pick places you were going to mention?
Please do.
Because everyone's going to ask. I just wanted to let everyone know that I believe this weekend for apple picking, Pinomine Ranch, Smoky Ridge, Apple Ridge, and O'Halloran will all be doing U-pick apples. And for berries and flowers, you could come to 24 Karat Farm or Harris Family Farm as well.
Yeah, so that gets to a very important point. So Apple Hill is so charming and beautiful. It can be overwhelming when you're going during this peak season, knowing what to pick, what's actually right in September versus October versus November. If someone's going for the first time, what kind of tips or recommendations do you have for enjoying Apple Hill, which can get pretty crowded and packed?
So first thing I would suggest is going to the Apple Hill website. That'll give you updated information about the growers and what's in season and everything. And like I said, it's not just a season of September and October and November. It's a much larger season than that. But we get a lot of focus because it's harvest season for apples and grapes and all of these things. It's just starting out right now. It's a very exciting time. But explore. There are so many growers. We're 50-something growers. They're not all on the main road. You can explore back and find all these young families that are working on things. It's a very, very exciting time to just get out and enjoy the area.
In fact, I call it Upper Hill with Apple Ridge and O'Halloran and Drew Bean and Grandpa Seller and Harris. That's the upper part of Apple Hill, right on that 3,000, 3,500 elevation, which right, that's either, anything above that, a fruit's not going to make it. Oh, yeah, so we're right on the cut, man. And that makes quality fruit, as my father said. You go any higher, Pollock Pines, forget it. but he always just said that to me. The beauty of it is we're all individually, we're different. We all have our own farm, but we all come together to make this great association.
If you want the most up-to-date information on what's going on, I recommend following the Instagram page of Apple Hill. That's going to really keep you updated on like who has what, when, and what's happening for just this weekend or whatever. So I recommend that.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Chris Delfino, Paul Bush, and Ben Hansen about harvest season in Apple Hill. So, Chris, has Apple Hill always just been extremely popular? I mean, in the last 10 years I've been in Sacramento, I mean, I've seen it grow a lot in those years.
My dad and those other great founders said they wanted, when they had a smorgasbord in a little place right off of North Kent Road, they wanted 4,000 people to come the first year and 64 and 8,000 showed. The next year they wanted 8,000, he said, and 16,000 showed. And now well over 1 million come up here. So it became this incredible area to go to. I think one of the best in the nation. I really believe that. And we have people all around the world and the nation come visit us and say, what do you guys do? What are you guys doing that, you know, we want to copy that. So it's a great time. I will say this, that during the week it could come up and it's not that bad. Mm-hmm. And the crowd does pick up on the weekends in middle of September to October, but it's just a great time to get up there.
I mean, of course, there are locals in Apple Hill. How do you all navigate this time when traffic can be kind of gnarly, especially on the weekends?
Well, as farmers, and we generally live on our farms too, so we're working those weekends, so we're not trying to negotiate that out. But understanding,
you're not like going to the market or anything like
We do that during the week. But the experience of coming up and exploring around, like I said, is finding those little niches and everything. Carson Road, which is the main artery in the area, can get very crowded. But once you get off of that, it's free flowing and it just makes for a wonderful time to just kind of explore.
So you mentioned this is the exciting time. It's harvest season.
This is our Super Bowl.
It is your Super Bowl. How common is it that farms like yours are year round of the, you know, some 50 that are in Apple Hill?
24 Karat Farm is year round. We're growing vegetables and fruits through the entire season. And one thing I've noticed just in the last 10 years is how much the traffic has increased throughout the whole year, too. A lot of people are coming up all season long. They're going to vineyards. They're stopping by farm stands like mine. And you mentioned local. A lot of the locals are also supporting each other's businesses, too. So that's one aspect of it that's really cool, I think.
And both of you, I mean, you're year-round as well, Chris, Delfino Farms. And yes. I would imagine your winery is open year-round, too.
All
right?
Three of us are year-round. Yes. Yeah. Yep, we're three of the three are year-round people.
Wonderful. I guess, are there any challenges or hurdles that the Growers Association is working to overcome?
Well, there's always, whether you want to talk, I don't know how deep you want to get into climate change or anything like that.
But
I think let's talk about working with the harvest traffic and spreading out the season more, understanding that a lot of people love to come up in October, But November is a positively beautiful month to come up because the trees are changing color and everything, and you still have all the fresh fruit and the donuts and the pies and the wine and everything. Mm. It makes for a nice time. So spreading it out a little bit is something that the growers are looking for, and that's why we now have blueberries that start coming in around Father's Day, and then all of the stone fruit like peaches and nectarines during the summertime, and we're getting a lot more guests coming up, enjoying the family farms at those times as well. So that's one thing.
Yeah, the Lady Apples, the Pink Lady. I'm sure you love the Pink Lady and the Granny Smith and Arkansas Black. There's a lot of Lady Apples are picked in November. November is a great month for people to come up. It really is cooler, which is kind of that fall. Mm-hmm. Like I said, like Paul's saying, the leaves are changing colors. It's kind of a neat thing to watch people see that.
The challenge, I will go with one of the challenges, is as farmers, it's not a lucrative business. No. You don't get into farming so that you can have a second home or a boat or all of the things that people talk about. You work hard. You work 7 days a week and everything. So protecting small farms and the land associated with it is one of those things that I think we're constantly working with, as well as making sure that there's water for farming and everything in our area. Luckily, we work very well with the El Dorado Irrigation District. And so some of these things that the early farmers really put in to place the community between all of these to allow for farming to small farms be able to continue to expand and be nice.
Yeah, what you're talking about are relationships and having relationships with different agencies, different government sectors. And I would think that Apple Hill is a big contributor to the local economy in El Dorado County. If you can kind of expand upon that, just given, you know, how much traffic and how many people visit.
Well, they talk about the multiplier effect, which is for every dollar of grapes or every dollar of apples, there's a multiplier effect. And I apologize. I think the number for grapes is around $5, which means that when somebody comes up and we have a dollar of grapes or whatever that we have made into wine and it starts to go down the process there, those people come up and taste the wine, but they also eat at the local restaurants. They also buy gasoline at the gas station. They stay overnight at the local places. They visit the other farms and the other businesses. Downtown Placerville is beautiful. That's the multiplier effect. So agriculture really, as unique as it is in El Dorado, it drives a lot of the economy in our county.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this year, I just wanted, whether you're going to ask or not, we're very excited about this year because it's been, as you know, probably with weather, we've only had, like, I think one day over 100 up there. And they say it's one of the coolest Julys on record. So we're having cooler nights and our days are not really hot up there. So what happens, the sugar and the flavor are kind of paralleling each other as they're climbing. The flavor is off the chart. And they're saying, well, I know for a fact, I'm picking our Honeycrisp right now and our Galas, and they're off the chart taste-wise this year.
Not that we needed another reason to go to but you just gave us one. Well, Chris, Paul, and Ben, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and it's going to be a great season, as Chris just laid out. Chris Delfino is the owner of Delfino Farms and Edio Vineyards. Paul Bush is the owner and winemaker at Madrona Vineyards. And Ben Hansen is the owner of 24 Carat Farms. We've been talking about what the Labor Day weekend means to the growers and businesses in Apple Hill. It is harvest season, and they shared some tips about enjoying Apple Hill this season. Up next, swans might spark thoughts of beauty, but in California, some of them are invasive and causing a lot of damage. We'll talk about legislation aimed at controlling a growing swan population. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.